Welcome to the Master Your Money podcast from drscottbrown.com. Get inside the thinking of investment masters of stocks, bonds, derivatives, retirement, and taxation.
So hi, Daniel. You know, you came to me for help with my financial planning one-on-one mentoring services. Could you elaborate on your experience?
Sure, I can. And one of the things that I want folks to really understand about this is I felt like I was completely lost. Yeah. In a morass of financial ruin, you know, because so I think it'd be helpful if folks understood where I was with my business and kind of what I needed to you know, actually get my stuff together. So as you well know, I had a pretty successful business, mm-hmm. or have a pretty successful business. Mm-hmm. We were bringing in lots of cash and basically I wasn't ready financially, tax-wise, for the influx of cash that basically came in with my business. So that when we started getting, I mean, it's one thing to be kind of unorganized when you're smaller and you know you're seeing you're growing, but it's a whole other thing that when you've gotten big and you've got, you know, you're having seven figure years,
yeah.
That
subscribe now to the realfastresults.com podcast, helping superstar entrepreneurs like you get more and better results in your business faster.
That the tax man comes, man. And not only that, you're going through making lots of money, but you're like, where is this money going? How, you know, how's this really helping my financial future? Because, you know, you think, oh, you make a lot of money. A lot of people just automatically think it's going to go well. Well, the problem is that that's not it at all, right?
No.
You've got to have that guidance that I did not have any clue about,
yeah.
until I basically retained your services.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, one of the main things that we focused on, of course, first was straightening out all of your, well, first of all, we had to straighten out your tax profile.
Yes.
That was a critical thing. And I know that was a painful process for you because you're not used to thinking in terms of a forward-minded tax planning kind of a mode.
That's exactly right. And you know, actually, I would take it back a step before we could even get there. As I recall, we had, you know, I had to put all my books in order. I mean, mm-hmm. I had sort of a slipshod bookkeeping system, mm-hmm. At best. I mean, that's really being pretty generous.
Yeah.
With how it really was, and in so we had, as I said, all this money hitting accounts, and you know, what are we doing with it? And and with poor bookkeeping setup foundationally, it just chaos, you know, it's utter chaos. So that was your first step, is you said, hey, look, we need to get your books in order. You need to have a certified somebody that, I think what you told me to do is go get somebody that's QuickBooks certified.
Right,
go to the QuickBooks site and look for their certified folks, because chances are they're going to know how to get it into the system correctly. And that's exactly what I did. And that my bookkeeper is still with me all these years later. But that was our first big step. And then once we sort of kind of laid that all out, mm-hmm. our next big step was essentially to start putting together a design for, or like you like to say, you need to have buckets where you could put money.
Yep.
That the taxes don't reach, or they're tax deferred. So that, because as you well know, I got hit with a huge, and I mean a gargantuan tax bill that I was Yeah. It stung for many, many years. It still, when I think about it, it still almost makes me cry on that particular tax bill. But it was a shock, was the big paddling that I needed to kind of put the house in order, so that would never happen again. So that was the next big thing, is sort of getting those buckets of money so that when we make money, we maximize the legal and ethical tax deferred strategies that basically allowed me to build my wealth much quicker that way.
Yeah, we just experienced the Austin City Limits concert actually, and Willie Nelson played. And as I was watching Willie play, I had to wonder how much he was motivated to play, because he got hammered by the IRS and he ended up broke, right? He had actually come out of bankruptcy. Somebody else that ended up in bankruptcy was MC Hammer. I'm a big fan of MC Hammer. And of course, he lost his entire music business because the tax ramification just caved him in. And now, of course, you've got a very sleek tax profile. Not just a sleek tax profile, but you talked about the buckets that we talked, the retirement plans. And those also give you additional tax benefits that you weren't taking advantage of before, correct?
Yeah, I mean, and that's just it. Before you and I started working together as sort of my financial life coach, I had some money tucked aside, but because of what you have taught me and have mentored me to set up these things and be thinking about, hey, think about this, and what have you made your contribution over here, and it's November's coming up, don't you think we need to be talking with the tax accountant for next year, and mm-hmm. Just the myriad financial decisions that come into play to building a portfolio, to building real wealth. I know how to make money.
Yeah.
So that I know how to make money, but making money and keeping money are two completely different things. And that's one of the things that, I want folks to really, really understand, is that if they don't use you, right, yeah. they damn well better learn from somebody.
Yeah.
Because really it made just all the difference in my current wealth, and it's not just that, because as you well know, it's the money that you have allows you to have options, right? To be able to send your kids to the finest schools, to be able to take the nice vacations, to be able to support my parents, for example, like I do, right? I'm able to do that now. Because I have this financial foundation, laid, mm-hmm. that has allowed me to then build on it over the last couple of years. I think we've been working together 5 years now.
Right.
But yeah, that's been a huge, huge part. Let's just say a missing piece to the wealth puzzle is just that. That financial acumen that you walked me through and taught me as you did it, that to me is, I just owe so much to you, and you know how I feel about you, so much that I wanted to, it was me that sat down and asked, hey, let me talk to your people about what you did for me.
Right.
You didn't come to me,
right.
I went to you, and I wanted to do this for you. So, people should look me up, right? It's Daniel Hall, realfastresults.com
right.
podcast. I'm a player in that sort of niche. So, those are the things. You straightened out my bookkeeping. You started doing forward thinking tax planning and setting up the buckets of tax deferred money, and then set me up so that money basically automatically goes into these buckets. And another big sort of pillar, if you will, of this help that you've given me is also how to look at investing in securities, mm-hmm. right? So that's a big part of what I've learned from you as well, and in learning to think for myself.
Right.
Yeah, that you're very very Socratic in that way, mm-hmm. and like, wait a minute, what about and you know. I went to law school, so I know what the Socratic method is. So I recognize it when you were doing that, but it's also one of the best ways to learn.
Right.
So I hope people that are serious about their financial futures, that if you're making a lot of money, or you have a lot of money, but you just don't know what to do with it, I hope that they find you or somebody like you that can mentor them, because it can make all the difference in the world to their wealth. I truly believe that.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I remember when we started out, one of the interesting things was that you had a lot of good, high-paying jobs. And one of the skills that you have that's difficult for me to teach is that you're very good and disciplined at saving. However, there were a lot of retirement plans that you just kind of left in place, right? And you also commented that you never made any money in the stock market. How do you view that particular approach to retirement planning now today with what you've learned with me?
Right, so this is a hugely important point, because anytime I've ever tried to invest in the stock market or securities in the past, basically, the money evaporated. You know, it was not good, right? And that again, because of your, and I think this is a good way to approach it. What you really do is you teach financial stewardship. Mm-hmm. That this, you know, I'm the only horse pulling the plow in my family, right? And fortunately, I pull a pretty big plow. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is that you've taught me to be a financial steward for my family, mm-hmm. to build wealth not only for this generation but for generations to come.
Right.
And a lot of that, going back to your original question, in my change in paradigm, if you will, mm-hmm. it has been. You can make a lot of money in trading securities and buying and holding and so forth. That's the other thing that we have done very, you know, again, through your mentorship, have taught me how to do. And so, yeah, our retirement accounts are healthier than probably 97% of the American population. And again, it's not just the money that you make, it's how much you're keeping and how much that money is working for you, which again is another thing that you taught me.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing that I have really worked with you is the whole concept of risk control, right? Using stop loss orders and other things that the public typically doesn't use. Do you feel now more comfortable with your investing because of those risk control mechanisms or not?
Well, yes. So this is another big, another big point is, hey, because I had these bad experiences before, because I've lost, you know, so much money trying to learn investing and trying to invest, I was very gun shy, as you recall. And one of the really cool things that you taught me was, hey, the way you were investing before, that's essentially, you didn't say this, but this is how I took it, you know, that's for suckers. Right. This is the way you do it. You constantly are mitigating risk, mm-hmm. as you're leveling up in profits as well. So you're kind of doing like trailing stops and things like that in a very specific way. And so that was it's like, yeah, we got hit a couple times with some of the securities, but because we had stop loss orders, it wasn't, the sky is falling kind of thing. That happened actually twice in the last however many years, 5-6 years we've been working together, where the stock market just went, right? And it's like, where's all the money? Ah, Scott, Scott taught me how to put stop loss orders in place so that it preserved the vast majority of the wealth I had.
Right. So, you know, one of the things I want to clarify is you said the word profit, and of course, that's not a word that the SEC likes too much, as long as it's something that you've actually done and you can actually document. So you're saying you've had profits with what you've learned from me, and you can actually document them. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. And of course, just because we had them in the past doesn't mean we're going to have them in the future either.
Right.
So I fully realize that as well. But I'm speaking from personal experience in what's happened, gone on in my own accounts. And folks should really understand this.
Here's where the rubber hits the road so that you can start to think and grow rich. Go to drscottbrown.com right now to get an online stock investment training worth $200 for free entitled, How an Illiterate 18-Year-Old Minimum Wage McDonald's Cook Becomes a Millionaire in 50 Years.